How can Alaska municipalities collect sales tax on online purchases? That's a question the Alaska Municipal League has been working on since the 2018 Supreme Court decision South Dakota versus Wayfair Inc. Here's AML Executive Director Niels Andreessen.
And basically what that decision says is that online sales tax is now available as an option. Before, a physical presence was required by a retailer.
Online sales includes anything you buy online, like Amazon purchases. Alaska does not have a statewide sales tax. Instead, individual communities are able to set their own municipal sales taxes. On Alaska's is 3%. Andreessen says AML would like to create an independent arm of the organization to help Alaska communities figure out how they can collect online sales tax.
The Constitution gives municipalities the authority for intergovernmental cooperation, and you already have taxing authority. So working together on this is pretty straightforward.
To set this up, Andreessen says all 100 existing state tax codes need to be compiled, definitions across municipalities need to be streamlined, and an administrator identified to complete a sales tax boundary map.
So what we're asking those jurisdictions who do have a sales tax contribute to our effort to do all that work over these next 6 to 8 months.
As of early January, Andreessen says AML has raised $35,000 for the project from Juneau, Ketchikan, Bethel, Kenai, and Soldotna. He says the organization is hoping to raise $100,000. Based on Unalaska's sales tax revenue, the city council would be looking at contributing $7,500. Councillor Alejandro Bong-Tungle says he's interested in getting more information on what an online sales tax would look like.
Where we live, we really order a lot of stuff out of town just to be able to get from clothing to supplies in the house. So it'll be nice to see more study on it.
His interest was echoed by Councillor Roger Rowland.
I'm afraid with our situation in the state that if we don't grab this and run with it, the state will, and we may get something jammed down our throats that we may or may not like, and the state may get the money instead of us. And so I'm in favor of letting AML run with this for a little while.
Tonight, the City Council will decide if and how much they want to contribute to AML's project. At their regular session, councilors are also scheduled to establish the operating budget for the new Department of Fire and Emergency Medical Services and present helmets to new firefighters. The City Council meets tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall.